Good morning, and you're listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble, and we'll be on here until noon, and then we're going to switch it over to at 12:15 to Swap Shop. We're getting close to where we might have some swaps start as we get more and more people inoculated, and also we get better and better weather. It's been great this week so far. It's still pretty nice out, but the wind is it's howling right now. As I came in, I almost lost my toupee. No, I don't have a toupee. I did wear a toupee for a year. It was terrible. It was the ugliest thing you ever saw. It looked like a dead cat on my head. Anyway, that's another story that we won't go into. It was kind of interesting to listen to Scott talking about how his hair had lightened as he got older. Well, mine started to lighten, and I decided, to heck with it. I'm going to change that back. And so I do a little touch-up. I do a little touch-up. Not a lot. I don't do, you know, the full head, but in the sideburns and all around, I do a little touch-up. As a matter of fact, today I have a coupon right here sitting in front of me to go get my touch-up stuff. Okay, so I'm vain. I'm sorry. it doesn't hurt anybody, right? My wife doesn't mind. She thinks she'd rather see me natural, but I kind of like my look with a little bit of color in my hair. And my sideburns and my mustache have been white for, I'd guess 20, 30 years. But it was kind of weird as a young man, well, not young man, but in my 40s, my mustache had already started to turn very white. And I guess different hair on your face and head change at different rates. I've seen a lot of people with white sideburns and dark hair, so... And I've seen a lot of people with my problem, you know, white mustache and dark hair. Not that I have dark hair. I never have had dark hair. I have light brown hair, but it has gotten lighter, too. Like Scott, my hair has gotten lighter as I've gotten older. I guess there's less and less of the good stuff in your body to keep the color going. Okay, well, that wasn't what I was planning on talking about today. You know what I'm planning on talking about today? I'm planning on talking about spring because the weather has been so good for the last couple of days. I've been able to go out, take the dog, walk her outside, and not worry about the snow. And we had a snow corral for my dog for about 2 weeks. There was so much snow, we just piled it up, and she couldn't get out of it. It was like having a fenced-in yard for her. But anyway, she now... There is no snow corral anymore, so we take her out and wander her around on our grass. And she's not doing very well, but she's hanging in there, so we're hanging in there with her. Hey, by the way, spring arrives on March 20th this year. Quite often, it arrives on March 21st. That's probably the most normal day that you think of as the first of the first day of spring. But quite often it does show up on March 20th. And this year it shows up way early on March 20th. Now, you'll have to ask those astronomically correct people. I don't know how they determine it. But this year it arrives at 5:37 in the morning on March 20th. Now, there have been a few years, a very few years, but there have been a few years where it actually arrived on the 19th of March. But this year, it arrives on the 20th. And I used to think whenever there's equal daylight with night light, no light, I thought that's when it was automatically done. But this year, that doesn't happen. Well, right now we have 11 hours and 46 minutes of daylight. So therefore we're 12 hours and 14 minutes of night light. But this year, I think, the actual equinox, when there is equal daylight and equal, nighttime, I think this year it's the 18th. It might be the 16th of March, but, I've been telling my wife every day since I got this new app on my phone that tells me how much daylight we have, how much daylight, more and more and more. I'm not going to tell her when we start getting less and less. She likes more and more. So it'll probably stop when we start getting less. So, but anyway, today you will have 11 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, which is not bad. It's almost equal. Not quite, but getting close. The first day of spring is almost always called the vernal equinox, which implies equal daylight and equal night. But it isn't always that. And someday I'm going to have a meteorologist on. That was one of my minors in college, but I don't remember how they figure when spring actually arrives. But apparently, it is not when it's exactly equal. So, the term vernal is Latin, by the way, for spring, and equinox is Latin for equal night, which this year it'll be off by about 3 or 4 days. So, you can consider the 20th of March this year the vernal equinox, and call it spring. So we get an extra day or an earlier day of spring. And then don't forget the following week. I believe it's the following week. Let me check. The following week, I believe, is when we have to, what is it, spring forward? Is that what it is? And that's on, I believe, the 14th. Let me look here. Yeah, daylight savings time on the 14th, March 14th. And by then, I will have been fully inoculated. I think. Yeah, no, I won't. It'll be 2 days later. I will be fully inoculated. But it's spring forward, fall back, right? So you move your clock forward so you lose an hour of sleep. Yeah, I always get that confused. You probably do too. Anyway, my father used to always dislike that day when you... the day when you gain an hour? No, when you lose an hour, because people were always come to church an hour late. And he didn't know what to tell them. You know, you missed. He wasn't going to do two sermons on the same day. Well, he would. He would do an early sermon and a normal sermon, but he wasn't going to do three, right? Okay, so we're going to talk about spring, all sorts of things about spring. It's according to a Facebook study. Now, mind you, this is a Facebook study. I'm never quite sure when I see it's a Facebook study whether that means they just decided that all the people agreed one way, that's the way they were going to do it or not. But anyway, a Facebook study, couples are most likely to break up in the spring and 2 weeks before Christmas. Those are the two times that people are most likely to break up. So be careful. This is the time that gets a little dangerous. We do have somebody on the phone. Let's go see what they have to say, all right? Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
I just wondered what you guys were talking about this morning.
This morning, we're talking about spring. How about you? What are you thinking about?
Well, about a week ago, there was all that controversy about your radio station.
Yeah. Wasn't much of a controversy. As of today, it has been put to sleep.
Also, it's just...
The FCC said to us that they had made a mistake and we were good. Good to go.
Yeah, I was on Facebook, I was on Facebook probably about a week ago, and the person that doesn't like you, I'm not going to say who that is.
That'd be fine.
Obviously, no.
Yeah.
He had a couple of Facebook posts that I don't know how I could put. Well, I guess if I had to be straight up about it, it's just outright ranting.
Well, we by the way, when we finished our paperwork with the FCC today, I was told by the boss that we sent screenshots of all those things that he had said so that they could follow up on those. So he may be in trouble now. I don't know.
I never understood what his problem was with you guys. I mean, I understand that he has his own thing.
Well, we have no idea, and it seems to me like he's not a happy person, and I wish he would be happy, because there's no sense in being angry at somebody just because they're, well, we were basically a competitor for a while, so.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, as far as spring goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was like, you know, it was usually it's cold like around this time, and yep. Then I sat there and I brought up Marion weather.
Yeah.
And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, it's 60 degrees.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
What? I don't have to go out in the town anymore? I mean, so I went outside for a little bit and just breathed in the spring air.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I stayed out for 20 minutes. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I just stayed out for 20 minutes, let the dog out, do his thing, and I just breathed deep, buddy, and then I went back inside and came out this morning again, and I've heard it's supposed to get up to 69 today.
Well, I'm pulling it up for your information. Today, we're supposed to get as high as 64.
I'll take it.
But then we drop off. We're going to start... The following two out of the next 5 days, it's not going to get higher than 48. So.
Well, I mean, that's livable. I mean, the worst part is the rain, but I guess we need it.
So. Yeah, we're supposed to get a little rain today, this afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, they said 100% chance.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, you're always thinking, why don't they just tell you 99%, because then you can hope it'll just pass you by.
I think we ought to pass a rule about that. That's a good idea. I like that.
Not 100%. Hey, 99%. Give us hope.
So we got a break. I'm sorry.
All right, that's fine.
You know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, I'm sorry to our caller. If you'd like to call back, I'm more than happy to continue our discussion. That was very nice of him to call in to find out what we were talking about, and we're talking about spring. But if you'd like to call back, feel free. I'm sorry that we can't stop those moments where those messages. The computer says time to do the message. Just every once in a while, you can stop it if you know they're coming and you know which little button to hit. We're supposed to run them, so I let them on. And I don't mind having them run right over the top of me, because Charlie used to do that all the time. And I love Charlie, so I'm doing that in his honor. What do you think? Okay. All right. Anyway, yes, spring is kind of coming, but it's kind of teasing us this week. Let me go back and look again. Now, it's actually changed. The last time I looked at this, it was going to be in the 40s for the next 4 or 5 days, but they've given us a reprieve. Tomorrow, it's going to get up to 55. Then it drops into the 40s for Saturday. Comes back up a little bit over 50 on Sunday, and then drops back into the 40s on Monday, and then comes back up to the 50s and then for a couple days, and then drops back down to the 40s. Now, I'm not stupid enough to believe that they can predict 10 days out like they try to. But that's what my phone tells me. So we'll go with that. And we do have several chances of rain. We have a chance of rain next Monday, next Tuesday, and on Thursday. But they're not huge. They're not 90% chances, it doesn't say. But today, for sure, this afternoon, it's above 90% chance of rain. So get ready to get your mucklucks on. We got to go out in the muddy. That's the problem with taking the dog out in the backyard. Her little feet get all covered with mud. And I know you can buy little boots for puppy dogs, but I have a hard enough time getting her coat on when it's really, really cold, let alone putting a boot on each of her 4 feet. She would probably bite me at that. She didn't have any teeth left, so it wouldn't hurt. Anyway, so we're talking about spring today. What do you think? Like I said, spring is coming at 5:37 on March 20th this year instead of March 21st. The first day, they tell us that the first or the last frost may be as late as May 5th. Can even sneak a little past that till May 10th. But I think the old Farmer's Almanac said it's the 5th. So make sure you have things to cover your plants up with if you're going to put them out. But, you know, I found out one thing this year. As you all know, I love to garden. I'm not good at it, but I love to. But this year I found out there are lots of plants that like cold weather, like Brussels sprouts. They like to be out in the cold weather. I have them, some of them growing in my basement right now. We're going to have Brussels sprouts. There are lots of plants that would surprise you, like any member of the onion family. They don't mind the cold. And garlic loves the cold. As a matter of fact, my garlic was planted last fall, and we have I'd say 3 or 4 inch green shoots sticking up already. They came right up through the snow. Anyway, so spring, let's get back to spring. Again, biggest breakups happen in spring and 2 weeks before Christmas. So treat your spouse or your loved one gently, all right? The lowest breakup time, by the way, is Christmas Day. Yeah, that would be horrible, wouldn't it, to break up on Christmas Day. And from August through October, you're pretty safe. Nobody's thinking about breaking up. They're thinking about, oh, here comes the cold weather, right? All right. Fall and spring equinoxes. That's hard to say. Equinoxes. Fall and spring equinoxes are the only two times during the year when the sun rises due east and sets due west. And that is a mess if you're driving in a car, because there are so many roads that have been set up to go exactly east and west. And if you get up in the morning and you have to go east, and you're driving down a road that goes to east, west, east, you're going to have to, your visor isn't going to be high enough or isn't going to be low enough to help you out if it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get that sun right in your face. So be very, very careful. All right. On the first day of spring, a person at the North Pole would see the sun skimming across the horizon, beginning for 6 months of uninterrupted daylight. 6 months if you're at the North Pole. Excuse me. You're not very often at the North Pole, I wouldn't think. But Santa Claus probably sees that sun skimming across the horizon for 6 months. Had to sneeze. In case you didn't hear that, I don't think you heard it because I potted it down. But anyway, if you're at the North Pole, you'll see that sun skimming across the horizon. A person at the South Pole, however, would see the sun skimming across the horizon, signaling the start of 6 months of darkness. They have 6 months of darkness during the same time from you know, from spring on. But it's not spring down there. When you're in the south hemisphere, southern hemisphere is flipped from what we do, right? Right now it's fall, or it's getting close to being fall down there. All right, spring almost, it says, almost arrives always on the 20th or the 21st, but sometimes, like I said earlier, it arrives on the 19th. And the reason the equinoxes and the solstices don't always come on the same day, Earth doesn't circle the sun exactly 365 days of the year. Yeah, that's why we have a leap year, right? To make up for that. And I still don't know why we have daylight savings time. I've been told it has something to do with it gives the farmers more daylight so that they can do their, you know, their planting and stuff like that. But you really don't get more daylight. You just get it earlier. So I guess maybe that gives them more time if they get up earlier to, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of daylight savings time, but it is kind of fun on that day to sleep in a little, or on the other day to lose an hour of sleep. Yeah, I always just plan on the day where we lose the hour of sleep. I just go to bed at 9 o'clock. That way I don't have to worry about it, right? I'll get my good solid 10 hours in. If Pope Gregory the 8th, or no, the 13th, would not have established the Gregorian calendar, which most of the world now observes, you know, the Gregorian calendar is the one that we're in 2021 right now. If he hadn't established that calendar in 1582, then every 128 years, the vernal equinox would have to come to a full come a full day earlier, eventually putting Easter sometime in midwinter. So we have that calendar the way it is, and we also have the leap year the way it is to make sure that we correct for all that wobbling of the earth and changing of the times and stuff like that. While springtime begins flowers and warmer weather, it may also be the worst time for human babies to be born. A large-scale study found that babies born in the spring are more likely to develop schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression, and anorexia. I was born in the spring. I would like to borrow a little anorexia. Not, I don't want to go full blown, but I would like to shed a few of these pounds. And maybe I am a little schizophrenic. My wife is guessed at that occasionally. I'm not going to tell her. I hope she isn't listening right now. I'm not going to tell her that I may have schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. I'm not depressed. I never get depressed. Well, I do, but not very often. Yeah, very, very rarely. The first day of spring in the southern hemisphere is the first day of fall in the northern hemisphere. We talked about that just a couple minutes ago, and that'll confuse you a bit if you're traveling from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere and vice versa. You'll wonder what's going on here. Now, the only time I've ever been south of the equator, I was with the United States Army Field Band, and we toured Central and a little bit of South America. We went down to Ecuador, Quito, Ecuador, which is, I think, 8 miles south of the equator. And so that's the only time I've ever been south of the equator. I didn't notice any difference. We were up in the mountains. Quito is fairly high, so it wasn't scaldingly hot. It was fairly comfortable. We did have a bomb thrown, a fake bomb thrown up on our stage. They didn't like the gringos coming down there to sing music to or play music for them. I shouldn't say it that way, but there were, obviously there was somebody that didn't like American politics, and it wasn't a real bomb. It was just a threat. It did scare me. I happened to be out in the audience at the time because for that particular show, I was running the soundboard. And it scared me because I was in the midst. I think we had about 24,000 people at the square that day listening to the Army Field Band and the Soldiers Chorus. And I was out there, and I didn't know that they weren't going to turn against me. But they didn't. Most of the people were absolutely wonderful. As a matter of fact, occasionally I get these messages for the best places for Americans to live outside of the United States. And Ecuador is one of those countries that they say is a great place to live. I had a friend, matter of fact, he was a co-owner. He owned a business right next to mine when I owned the sporting goods store. And we used to talk about, you know, where we'd live. And one day I heard that he had moved south to Ecuador. As a matter of fact, he had moved to Quito, Ecuador. And he has come back since then. There were a lot of things that didn't suit his fancy. So, you know, there are the government is a lot different than our government. So there were a lot of things. And he is a very political guy. He's on the other side of the aisle than I am. But he's very political, and he wasn't really thrilled with the way they were running the government. So he headed back north. Holidays that occur in spring include Easter, Passover, April Fool's Day, Earth Day. Did you know that? Arbor Day. I don't ever remember when Earth Day is. I'm going to have to look that up. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Cinco de Mayo, of course, because that's the 5th of May, and Holi, the Festival of Colors in India. Have you ever seen what they do in some towns in India on Holi? They cover themselves with all different colors. It's beautiful and kind of scary. All right. One long-term study found that at
Scott,
least...
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly right over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, please pay attention to that last public service announcement. This past weekend, this Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember. I was driving somewhere, and a young lady was obviously texting while driving, and she almost drove me off the road. I hit the horn pretty long, and she did notice it, and she did wave that she was sorry, but she could have been dead, so probably wouldn't have been sorry then. So be careful. There's no need to text while you're driving. It's definitely, and she was laughing while she was doing whatever she was doing, so I'm guessing she was having a good time with whoever she was texting with. I'm pretty sure she put the phone down after I honked at her. Sometimes it's for those around the people that are doing stupid things that have to save their lives. And, well, I'm not sure that we would have had a crash that would have killed anybody because we were in town doing probably 30 miles an hour. But she did, was she drifting over and over and over and over. And I was afraid I was going to get the wrong color paint on the side of my car. Anyway, let's go back. One long-term study found that at least in Colorado Rocky Mountain region, spring begins on average about 3 weeks earlier than it did in the 1970s. Now, not the astronomical spring, but I'm guessing they mean the botanical spring. Plants start popping up earlier. I have seen that the yellow flowers that look like a trumpet, you know what I mean. They have started to pop up. They're about 4 or 5 inches tall now. None of the flowers have come out, but I'm looking forward to that. I always look forward to those popping out, and also the crocus popping out. Now, I haven't done very well with my crocus. I get two or three of them, but I've planted probably 20, and I only see two or three of them every year, and they're always in a different place. So apparently the crocus get on the phone, and they say, hey, let's really bother that old guy. We'll come up over here on this side of the house. You stay down on the other side of the house, because they don't come up all at the same time. As a matter of fact, some of them just don't come up, and then the following year they will come up. It's weird. I'm not a big fan of tulips, but they also come up, and I don't have a whole lot of them planted, but I have them in a window garden, I guess you'd call it. It's outside, and it's surrounded by stone. So it probably gets maybe too warm for them or something, but I don't get real good luck with my tulips. They come up, and some of them blossom, but some of them just sort of come up and then fade away. Okay, anyway, we're talking about spring. We talked about gardening last week. As a matter of fact, I didn't get through with most of the stuff that I was going to get through. So if I run out of things to talk about, we got stuff to talk about. Hey, by the way, if you have any kiddos that's still at home that aren't going to school, I'm going to read three stories, short stories about spring in the period the 12:15 45 minutes. Swap Shop is semi on hold. It's not really on hold, but it's until we get through COVID and get through this bad, the cold weather, it's kind of been put on hold. So I'm going to read three short spring stories that are intended for children. So if you got them around, ask them to come in. They can have their lunch while they're listening to the short stories. Okay? I hope I'll read them okay. If the Earth rotated on an axis perpendicular to the plane of its orbit, you know, it kind of leans one way or the other around the sun, rather than on a 23.4% tilt. Did you know it was that much? Well, it is 23.4. There would be no variation in daylight lengths and no variation in seasons. That would be kind of boring, wouldn't it? I don't know if you... I've been to Hawaii, and I love Hawaii, but I think I'd miss the seasons. Now, in Hawaii, our basketball team played in the... I can't remember the name of the tournament, but it was a Hawaiian Invitational that we played on the Big Island, which is the Big Island. And it's where the big volcano is. And it's also where a kind of a sleeping volcano is. But the sleeping volcano is covered with snow most of the year because it's that high. So if you live in Hawaii and you really want to see snow, you can go up to the top of that mountain and walk around in snow. I'm not a big snow fan. I got plenty of it when I lived in South Bend, Indiana. We got the lake effect snow a lot, and so I try to avoid as much snow as I can. Let's see, what were we going to talk about here? Oh, I'm missing out here. Here it is. The first day of spring marks the beginning of Nowruz. Nowruz or Nowruz, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, which is the Persian New Year. That's the Persian New Year, the first day of spring. It's celebrated last 13 days, and it's... it lasts 13 days long. And it was rooted in a 3,000-year-old tradition of Zoroastrianism. That's a hard word to say, but I knew what it was. It is celebrated in Iran and the North Caucasus, and the Kurdish people of Turkey celebrate it. Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan. I'm not going to pronounce all these because my mouth will get tongue-tied. And there are other populations around Central Asia that celebrate Nowruz, the new day. That's what that means. Okay, continuing on, we're talking about Easter, we're talking about spring and all the joys that spring brings. Don't you just love the first few days in the high 60s, low 70s, where you can smell the botany? You can go outside and you can smell the plants growing almost. I maybe that is what that smell is. You can definitely smell the ozone that comes from the moisture that is falling on the earth. And unfortunately, we sometimes in the spring get more than we need. Easter always, by the way, falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Did you know that? I really didn't know that. I never understood how we celebrated Easter. It falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. So the spring equinox is coming on the 20th or the 21st this year. So the Sunday after the first full moon will be Easter. And Easter can range anywhere from, I think, sometime in late March to way late in April. So it can really move about. My sister's birthday, I think, was the 24th of April. And every once in a while, her birthday would have Easter on it. Okay, what do you think you know what these are. The first spring flowers, they're typically like lilacs, irises, lilies, tulips, daffodils. That was the one I was trying to think of earlier. And, of course, dandelions. Some people don't call dandelions a flower. They call them a weed. But they are a flower. And we spend a lot of money to kill them. We had a man that lived not too far from our house in Athens. He was probably in his 70s at the time, maybe even in his early 80s. And every spring we'd see him sitting out on his yard plucking each and every dandelion out of his yard. I just thought that looked like way too much work. I'm not a huge fan of dandelions, but I'm certainly not going to spend my time worrying about them too much. And there are a lot of people that use, and I have used on my front lawn. I have a dog, so I don't use it on the lawn where my doggy is. But I've even quit doing it. I used to use a weed and feed type thing that would kill the dandelions, but supposedly feed the lawn. Never noticed that the lawn grew any greener or anything, but it did kill the dandelions. And then I started thinking, well, I've got lots of neighbors that have dogs that walk in and they walk through my yard, so I quit doing that. And surprisingly enough, the dandelions haven't come back very very vigorously. But I didn't want to get my neighbor's puppy dog sick, so we quit doing it. There's a growing movement to call the vernal equinox the March equinox or the northward equinox to avoid northern hemisphere bias. That's carrying things a bit too far, as far as I'm concerned. How about you? Okay, we're getting close to the end of this segment, and I've got lots of interesting facts about spring. I spent quite a time reading all this stuff up, and so I'm going to give it to you whether you like it or not, okay? Some of these things are just things that you wouldn't care a bit about, so I'm going to skip a couple of them. But the myth that it's possible to balance an egg on its end on the spring equinox is just that, by the way. It's a myth. It doesn't work. Trying to balance an oval shape object on the end is no easier on spring equinox than on any other day. Now, I've seen people do it on TV. My guess is they kind of flatten one end of it and they don't let you know. Or maybe it's a hard-boiled egg and they put a little stand down there, maybe a little flat spot that they poke in the bottom. But that's a myth. You really can't do it. Go ahead. If you can do it, send me a picture. Just send it to Glenn Coble on Facebook. I want to see it. But I want it to be a moving picture. You know, I want you to take it for at least 10 seconds so that I can see that it really stood there. All right? All right. But this particular article says that that's a myth, by the way. Okay, we're down to our last minute, so I'll see if I can find one more that's kind of interesting. While some people prefer not to feed birds in the spring and the summer during the migration, a feeder might be a useful source of food for traveling birds. On the onset of menopause, the is significantly higher, by the way, that this is kind of interesting, in winter than in spring or autumn, and with a small peak in summer. I don't really know what that has to do with some people preferring to feed birds, but that was all in one sentence, believe it or not. Oh, well. Well, we're going to be back after about a 15-minute break. You're listening to Glenn Coble here on WWGH 107.1 in Marion, Ohio, and the show we're carrying on is on the air, and we'll have some more interesting facts.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1.